Our next guest is one of our Facebook fans.
She better be. If she's not, I'm going to be upset with her. Nikki Miko is with...
I absolutely am.
Oh, thank God. Nikki Miko, Eating Well Magazine, always a pleasure to have you. Nikki, did you get our book, by the way?
I did. Thank you so much.
What
it
did you think?
So good.
What did you think of your contribution to it?
I am honored to be part.
Well, we couldn't have done it without you. We couldn't have done it without you, Nikki.
They said, forget it. We're not publishing it. We're going to quiz you on it, Nikki, because I don't believe you really read it.
It's in my hand, too.
I can't believe you're going to quiz her. What were you, my dad?
Yeah.
You're going to quiz her? Who are you?
You're always a tough guy. You know, I got to say.
Exactly.
You're always the one who makes me sweat during these interviews.
See? I know. He's now, always the... Always
what was your favorite part? Go ahead, quick.
When she opened up the box and probably saw
her name
that there's
on
a
it.
Book. That's probably what she thought.
I got to say, I love having my name on it. I like how they have... Like I like how it's.
It sounds like
themed.
You're scrambling.
No, did you?
What? I'm not scrambling. You gave them themes, like
right.
I'm not really speaking very well. Here.
No,
exactly.
No,
you're scrambling.
Look at it and come away with things to do. So it's not just a bunch of essays that people are like, I don't care about Nikki Miko and if she played with her neighbors when she was a kid. You can learn from it. You can say, oh, this is what she did, but you. Tell people how to sort of implement it.
Did you like
time.
The fat guy's little zingers there at the end of each chapter?
I'm telling you,
she
hasn't read anything.
A little zinger that he throws in there, a little tips there, a little funny
I did.
Quirks.
Like, for example, working as a cinnamon roll model at the mall helped
yes.
me pay for my college. Now, let me quiz you, fat guy. Is
yeah.
that true? How many calories are in a Cinnabon?
About 2,200 and the ones I'd go for.
Nikki, listen, tell us enough about our book. I know the fact it likes to put the spotlight on us, but I want to talk about Eating Well Magazine and the new issue. And I must
and finally, the pomegranate has made the cover. Thank you.
I knew you were going to be excited.
Thank you.
The pomegranate
How
is
How long
wonderful.
Have I been lobbying for the pomegranate?
Probably
for
about
several years.
How long have I been on the show? 2 years?
Several years.
Now I got to tell you, the pomegranate must have been a very, very difficult fruit to
photograph.
And I see I see you chose to slice this one.
You had to. What, are you going to put a big red blob on it?
I mean, it's beautiful. I think that, you know, I don't want to speak for Mike and Ken, who are, you know, our director and photographer, but I would argue that the cookies were harder to make look beautiful. Like
I think
a pomegranate, it's like jewel tone.
I know. You know what would have been cool? A big, like a martini glass filled with those little Averils.
We have champagne glasses filled with, you know, mimosas.
Right.
But, yeah, that would be cool. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
Now,
if you would consult me with this, I think we would have better covers.
Now, I will tell you, the one article I read that I really, really enjoyed.
You see, this is the difference. He actually reads the magazine.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do read the magazine.
I just got it about 30 seconds ago.
You know what he does with it, Nikki? He puts it on his coffee table because it looks so good. And
it impresses
for his wife's
our friends.
Decorations. But I did enjoy the probiotic issue. And because the probiotics has really gotten a lot of play, and people are really wondering about should they be taking probiotics and what in fact they do. So I really thought that it was a really well done piece, and you can see that there's a lot of people that believe in taking them, but the data is still the jury is still kind of out on the probiotics. We know that we should probably be taking them if we're on some sort of antibiotic because
right,
it's going
right.
to throw off the intestinal flora, but in terms of you know, first of all, identifying all the different types of probiotics and which strains we should be taking, it's a very difficult thing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just, you know, for people listening, you know, probiotics are the good bacteria that sort of combat the bad bacteria. And often, you know, if you are going through antibiotic treatment, a lot of the really strong studies that show the strong benefit, as you pointed out, are done in those populations. They're done when people have taken antibiotics, wiped out all the good bacteria, so you're sort of replenishing.
I think that the picture of the guy is the best mustache ever.
Isn't it?
It's a throwback.
I mean,
it looks definitely like
a vigorous mustache. The writer who wrote this story, there were two writers. Ben Hewitt did the profile of Sander Katz, who calls himself a fermentation fetishist. I can't even say that word. He described his mustache as vigorous, which I absolutely love that description. And if you see his picture, you would probably agree.
Yes.
But yeah, identifying, you know, probiotics occur naturally in some foods. So, you know, as you're culturing foods like sauerkraut or yogurt, but whether or not those foods have enough of the quote-unquote good bacteria to show real health benefits, you know, the research is sort of still out on that. But they are healthy foods in general.
Right. And one of our good buddies, Dr. Johnny Bowden, he's a big fan. One of his biggest tips is fermented soy. He's a big fan of not people think of just soy products in general, but the fermented soy
like tempeh.
Exactly. Uh-huh. He's a big fan of that and recommends that people should take that. And
well, just to kind of give you a little preview on the issue that we're wrapping up right now, our January issue, we have a piece on soy, but fermented soys there's a benefit there because it helps to it somehow reacts with a phytic acid, which that acid prevents absorption of calcium. So the fermentation, when you're talking about soy, does have some health benefit there too.
Right.
That's what he's talking about. Before.
Nikki, what is going on for you for Thanksgiving? Anything special we need to know about before we?
I'm coming down south. I'm coming down to my in-laws just moved to North Carolina, so we are going to be there for a week.
I'm heading up north, and you're going down south. I can't believe that.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going up to New York, and I'll be in New Jersey for the actual Thanksgiving. I haven't been in New Jersey for Thanksgiving in probably 20 years. Listen, we got to do a short segment today with you. We wish you the best. Make sure everybody go check out the new issue of Eating Well magazine. It's got great information.
Pomegranate on the cover.
Pomegranate, great recipes, 48 healthy recipes you'll love. You got some great stuff for the holidays. And eatingwell.com, one of my favorite websites, too. It's a great website. And always a pleasure, Nikki, to have you on the phone. And we love always talking to you.
Thanks for having me. Have a great holiday.
You too, dear.
Be good.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Nikki Mikko, associate editor for Eating Well magazine. Make sure you go pick it up. Newsstands right now, eatingwell.com. Also a great website. Check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com.